Hey everybody, this is Mike Bova with the Funny Business Radio Show, and I put a message out on Facebook with the link to the show, and I put a message out on Twitter. I tweeted the link to the show. Definitely call in. I'm going to be talking about small business and help for small business and hope for small business, because we are in this time of COVID-19 and we are on quote-unquote lockdown. I don't know how you guys are doing with that. I have two daughters. They are home from school. They're being homeschooled, quote-unquote homeschooled. You know, they're doing work at home. And I have my Funny Business Radio Show that I'm doing now because my comedy tour, the Big and Tall Comedy Tour, is on hold. It is postponed. Hopefully we'll be kicking that back up again in September. The shows that were scheduled for March through June are now being rescheduled for September through November, and probably beyond that as well. So I've had to reinvent myself. The marketing business that I had, which is Upstate Marketing Strategies, primarily for upstate New York, but I have customers across the country, that is on the front burner now. And I think what you have to do is you have to, as a small business owner, you have to tweak some things. You have to reinvent yourself, possibly. And those things that you had, those ideas that you had, maybe writing a book or doing a podcast or whatever those are, you had those ideas before, you might need to take a look at those ideas and do some inventory and see what is going to work best for you, especially if you need income quickly. By the way, I hope you got a stimulus check. I know that we got our stimulus check, which helps, okay? It doesn't. It's like putting a Band-Aid on a cut that needs stitches, right? Which I've done before, and it just doesn't work. We need to be stitched up. So we need income. We need fast income. If you're thinking about writing a book, you know what I would do is I would write – this is what I would do personally. I would write an e-book, okay? I've written an e-book. I wrote one a few years ago called Tidbits from the Sales Pit, and that is available on download. It's five helpful tidbits that I've learned over the years to sell more. Everybody's in sales, okay? I mean, everybody sells somebody. When my girls were little and they would say, hey, Dad, you got a quarter for a gumball? And I'm thinking, you know, we're leaving the store. And I'm like, I don't have a quarter. Come on, Dad, you got a dollar, get change, right? So I would, you know, they sold me. They sold me because I wanted to give them a gumball, all right? Everybody sells. So I took that ebook and I did some research to see what sites were out there where I could sell it. Because you can sell it on your website if you have a website, but really you need a download website. Okay. So I found this website called PayHip, PayHip.com. PayHip.com. That is on there. I'm also a parody artist. So my music that I recorded professionally in the studio is on there as well. I recorded Duncane, which is my conspiracy theory on why America, quote-unquote, runs on Duncan. It is a parody of Eric Clapton's Cocaine. I wrote one for Tim Hortons because in Canada, the coffee of choice is Tim Hortons, and also in Western New York. So it's called Hocaine. And then I wrote a parody of Willie Nelson's On the Road Again called In the Road Again. Those are all on payhip.com/Mike Bova. And then we had one of our shows recorded professionally at the Syracuse Funny Bone. I'm glad I did that, okay? I got someone to do it inexpensively. He did a nice job. And we took that and we made that a video on demand on a website called Kling out of Poland, which is C-L-E-E-N-G. So if you have merchandise to sell, whether it's an ebook or a video that you can make into a digital download. Again, you can visit Kling, C-L-E-E-N-G, and you can visit PayHip, P-A-Y-H-I-P.com, and you can put your merchandise on those websites, all right? If you have physical merchandise, you can put it on Etsy, E-T-S-Y.com. I'm sure you've all heard of Etsy.com. There's other websites as well. And if you have a website that you want to make e-commerce, look into Shopify, Shopify.com. And also, you can check out Wix, W-I-X.com, Weebly, W-E-E, BLY.com, and you can make an e-commerce site. If you have any type of merchandise to sell, sell that, because especially if you have a retail location. I know some people listening have retail locations. If you're selling wedding gowns, or if you're selling bridesmaids' dresses or gifts, things like that, just get that out there so people can buy the merchandise online, all right? And use your network. Use Facebook. Use Twitter. Use Instagram. Use LinkedIn, and let people know about your website, okay? You have to market yourself. In this time, you have to tweak what you're doing. And here's what I recommend. I recommend brainstorming, okay? Half hour a day, an hour a day, just sitting down with a cup of coffee, cup of tea, and just in a notepad and just writing down ideas, journaling, whatever. Because when you start to think of what you can do to make money in this time, you will figure it out, okay? You know, we have these wonderful things called brains, and even though we don't use a lot of it, we use like a tenth of our brain, we still are creative beings, okay? So sit down and think about some things that you can do. I'm so glad that I got into the recording studio when I did. I found somebody very inexpensively to record my songs, and I put them out there. Now, listen, I've got songs on Amazon. I've got songs on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music. And I was looking at the royalties, and the royalties are almost nothing. It's crazy. So I did some research on websites that I could put my downloads onto. PayHip was already there with my book. I put them on PayHip, but there's other ones as well if you have digital downloads. If you got a video camera, like a Sony video camera, that's digital, you want to shoot some videos and edit some videos to get some downloads, you have something to offer the world. I hate that expression, master or jack of all trades, master of none, okay? That is totally false. That is totally wrong. Here's my version of it. Jack of many trades and master of a few. We all master at least a couple of things. There's a couple of things that you're really good at, maybe a few things that you're really good at. Through the course of my life, I've been into construction. I was a contractor. I used to love remodeling and building. And when I put my mind to that, I was really good at doing construction, okay? And then, you know, with music, I've always been a musician since the time I was little. So I've mastered a few, and I've used those. You know, those gifts and talents that God has given you, you definitely want to put those to use, okay? So do things remotely. We have to do things remotely unless you're working a job. If you have an essential job, by the way, I want to thank all the essential workers out there, the people that are on the front lines, the people who work in the hospitals, doctors, nurses, paramedics. Thank you so much for what you are doing. I want to give you a huge shout out and recognition all over America. Thank you. Thank you. The non-essential workers, let me backtrack a little bit. That even includes like people who work at grocery stores and any place that is open. You leave your house, you're taking a risk on getting this COVID-19. This is crazy. This is unprecedented. There hasn't been a pandemic like this since I think like 1917 or 18. And by the way, think about this for a second with that pandemic. Back in those couple of years, here's the estimates on people who had died worldwide. 20 million to 50 million, okay? And some accounts even say 100 million people. I can't remember what the population of the world was that people died. Can you imagine 100 million people? That is crazy. So we are doing a good job at squelching this COVID-19. And please, if you can stay in your home, stay in your home. Go out for groceries, which I'll be going out a little bit later today. Every time you go out, you take a risk. Wear a mask, wear gloves, wash your hands when you get home, try to sterilize everything that you can, and be safe. Stay home, stay safe, all that good stuff, okay? So I talked about merchandise. Listen, if you're a photographer, I got some friends who are photographers. If you have nature photos, a lot of people like nature photos, go to one of those sites like I think it's an iStock or something where they will pay you when people download your and buy your pictures. So check out different websites where you can sell your pictures online. And by the way, if you want to call into the show, if you're listening out in the show and you want to call in, I'm going to give you the number to call in, and you can talk. I'll give you the floor. I'll put you on live. And of course, this broadcast is always downloadable later on. The number is 516-531-9305. Again, 516-531-9305. Call in. And if you have questions, if you have concerns, if you're going through it, let me know. Like to say, if you just want to say hi, that's fine too. So listen, I'm going to tell you a couple things. I want to give you some hope. Okay, I've given you some help, and I'm going to give you some more help as well, but I want to give you some hope. I'm sure that there have been times in your life when you've gone through adversity of some kind, okay, whether it's been grief or whether it's been, you know, whatever, just you've really come against it. I want to let you know that everything is going to be okay, all right? I have this attitude that everything is going to be okay. I really do. I know that on the other side of this is going to be a blessing. And like, I hate to quote songs and things like that, but like Kelly Clarkson says, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I like this one right here, Bob Marley. Everything's going to be all right. It's going to be okay, folks. I promise you. I promise you it's going to be okay. So I hope you are doing well during this time. And again, I want to encourage you to brainstorm and to think of ways. Even if you have friends that are supporters of you, people that you trust, okay, ask them to help you out. I will help anybody out. As a matter of fact, after this podcast, I've got a meeting with someone I don't even know. And there was a post on her Facebook account saying that, you know, her business is possibly going to go under. No, I'm not going to let that happen. I said, call me, we're going to talk, and I'm going to help you through this, all right? So there's people out there who want to help you. You'll get through this adversity. I want to tell you a story real quick. There's a Bible story about David and Goliath, okay? I believe the Bible is true cover to cover. So David fought Goliath, who I can't remember how tall he was, like 9 feet tall or something. I'm a tall guy. I'm 6'2". I can't imagine trying to fight somebody who was like 9'7" or something like that, you know? Way bigger than Andre the Giant, way bigger than, you know, Big Show from the WWE, which, by the way, is laying people off. They're going to be saving like $4 million a month by laying some people off. Crazy times, right? But David, before he fought Goliath, he actually fought a lion and a bear. Okay, if it was a tiger, we'd be saying lions and tigers and bears, oh my. But he fought a lion, and I believe he killed it. He fought a bear, he killed it. Can you imagine fighting those things? So that's what gave him the confidence to go up against Goliath. He's like, I've been there. We've all fought these battles through our life that have been major adversity. This is, in the scheme of life, this is a little bit of inconvenience, okay? This is waging war against your business, your small business. I get it. And I hope that the government will really help out small businesses. But know this, you're going to get through it somehow, some way. Brainstorm, use your network, use the help of other people. And I'm going to give you some more tips as well to get through this. Listen, every day is a new day. We don't know from one minute to the next what's going to happen. Like I was listening to Governor Cuomo today on Facebook. He was doing his press conference on Fox News, okay? And he was talking about how we might be in this for like another month. I think yesterday he had mentioned like 18 months. It's crazy. I think there are parts of the U.S. that we can open personally, and I hope that the whole country – I hope this thing gets squelched and the whole country just reopens. That would be the best thing. But if it's for another month, then we have to just buckle up, and we have to do what we can to bring an income for our families and to save your small business. But every day is a new day. You don't know what's going to happen from day to day. I love the start of a new day, the morning when you wake up. You could have the crappiest day one day, and the next day you wake up, and doors open up for you. I'm a firm believer in God. I've had major doors open up, doors to Hollywood. I was just talking about it with somebody today. My friend Ori Spato, who's has a book called The Accidental Gangster. You can actually get that book. I'm going to plug him. www.theaccidentalgangster.com. It's a great book. Corey is the Hollywood mob boss. He's the fixer, and we had a conversation today. You know, I was telling him about some of the doors that have opened up for me and some of the celebrities that have been opened up for me access, and I expect great things. But you don't know what's going to happen from day to day. I got a message yesterday from someone from India who wants to have me on their show. I'm going to be broadcast on Instagram Live this Sunday, 7:40 a.m. Eastern Time, and 5:10 p.m. Indian Time. And I'm going to be on a show being interviewed in India. Thank you to the World Wide Web and Instagram and all these great websites that we have. We have so many tools to use. Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. The list goes on and on. LinkedIn, there's all these great tools to use, and use those tools. Sign up for accounts if you don't have accounts. Don't be afraid. People say like Twitter's, I don't go on Twitter because it's hard to use. It's not hard to use. You sign up for an account. I just had a call come in. You sign up for an account, and you tweet. And what that is you can just tweet your thoughts. You can tweet a picture. You can tweet a video. And the key with Twitter and the key with Instagram is hashtagging. What is a hashtag? Okay, it's not something you smoke, all right? I think Bill Clinton, when he first heard the term hashtag, he's like, I think I'm going to smoke it. Just one inhale. But the hashtag is a little telephone sign, you know, the little whatever they call that, you know. What is that symbol? It looks like a tic-tac-toe board, okay? It's over the number 3. So if you don't know about hashtags, you hit that symbol and you put in tags like business, marketing, comedy, stand-up, whatever. And people who are searching for those words will possibly find you, okay? And they will like your tweet and – you know, let's just focus on Twitter for a second. They will find you. They'll like your tweet. When you go on Twitter and you open up a new account, you want to follow people and you hope that they will follow you, you know, at the same interest or whatever. It is hard to build a following. I'm up to like 15,000 followers, but you start out with one and you can build it. You start to tweet. You start to like retweet other people's tweets, which is basically just sharing those. And you start to build a following, you know, little by little. Instagram, same thing. Instagram is just pictures, just videos. You put in some content, some words, which a lot of people, they miss that, okay? Just don't post a picture. Just don't post a video. Put some words in there. Do some hashtags, and you build your following. I'm up to like 1,458 followers on Instagram. It's a slow process, but get yourself out there with marketing yourself. You really have to market yourself. You really have to grind it during this time. I am working harder now than I've worked in a long time, you know, just trying to find different ways to get my name out there, to get some business. I put my marketing business on the front burner now. I do website design. I do SEO, which is search engine optimization. I do social media marketing, which is short as SMM. It's a grind. But, you know, every day is a new day. Take it one day at a time. You got to live life now one day at a time. You can't, I mean, plan for the future. Definitely plan for the future. But just live in the moment, okay? You got to live, in the present. So, And don't think about the past. You know, learn from the past, all right? The past is the past. It's behind you. Look out your windshield instead of looking in your rearview mirror, but you want to learn from your past mistakes. And now is a great time to plan, okay? You have to spend every minute of every day, every second of every day planning something, keeping busy, not wasting time. Now is not a good time if you're a small business owner to binge watch Netflix or Amazon or Hulu. You have to make the most of your time, all right? That will help you. That will help you. So always be an optimist. Always have a good attitude. Don't get down. I know they say it takes like 21 days to make or break a habit, right? So now we're in the habit of staying home. We're in the habit of sheltering in place. We're in the habit of social distancing. By the way, social distancing, pick up a phone. I called Ori today, my friend Ori. We were texting back and forth. I'm not really a texting guy, okay? Yeah, I will do it. I'd rather call somebody up, and I needed to hear a voice today, you know, besides my own family's. It is a connection to the outside world. They say the telephone, right? They used to, with the little fingers walking on the phone book or whatever. I think it was like Bell or something. It's the next best thing to be in there. Calling somebody up and talking to somebody is the next best thing to be in there. I encourage you to call people up, not just text and be more of a social hermit than you are, all right? Call somebody up and just talk to them. It helps. It really does. Because you can actually drive yourself crazy now that you get this cabin fever type of thing, right? You start to go stir crazy. And in your mind, it's like, okay, you got all these thoughts. People aren't sleeping and stuff because they're thinking about bills. And they're thinking about, you know, am I going to get COVID-19? It is a crazy time, folks. I got to tell you, it's crazy, right? Yeah. Pick up the phone, call some people up, and get out, get some air, get some serenity now, right? Like on Seinfeld, serenity now. I mean, whatever you have to do to take your mind off the world for a little bit. Stay off the news, right? It's like, you know, when this thing first happened, I'm on the news like 24/7. I used to be a radio show host, a talk show host in the morning on the radio. And so we would talk about politics a lot. We would talk about other news that was going on. And I was in the news all the time. I was watching ABC, NBC, all these different channels, Fox, to get some news stories to talk about on the morning show. And I was never in the news as much as I was when COVID-19 first came out and everybody was in lockdown and you know, stay at home. It'll drive you crazy, okay? So watch it when you need to. Look at some numbers or whatever from where you live as far as, like, COVID cases and things like that. But stay out of the news, you know? I think you get more news on Twitter and stuff than you do anywhere else. Use the social media networks and stuff to get your news. But yeah, you can drive yourself crazy. So I'm going to give you some contact information on how to contact me, because if you would like some help with your small business, if you would like, you know, just two heads are better than one, I'll help you brainstorm. I'll talk you through some things and help you as much as I can. All right. I've got some time and I will take time out of my day to do that. Here's the ways to contact me. You can call me on my cell phone. You can text me on my cell phone. That is fine. My number is 315-404-8200. Again, 315-404-8200. You can contact me by email. It's mike@mikebova.com. My last name is spelled B as in boy, O, V as in Victor, A, mike@mikebova.com. Also, it's just funnybusinessradio@gmail.com. It goes to the same email address, funnybusinessradio@gmail.com. I'm also on social media. I'm on Facebook. My account is facebook.com/MikeBova Jr., Mike Bova Jr. I'm on YouTube at Mike Bova Comedy. I am on Instagram, Comedian Mike Bova. I'm on Twitter, just Mike Bova. You can hit me up there. There's so many ways to hit me up. I've got Facebook pages. My personal page is Mike Bova Comedy, and my tour page, which I want to encourage you to follow, and I want to encourage you to like tour page, because we raise money for veterans across the country, and we're going to be doing a huge tour coming up this fall, Midwest and the Deep South, including states like Oklahoma. I'm going to see if the corn is as high as an elephant's eye. You know, that song, Oklahoma. I'm curious to see if there's a bright golden haze on the meadow, you know. And I bet you that's a beautiful state down there. So we're looking forward to Oklahoma and Louisiana and Tennessee. And we're going to go as far as Iowa. I talked to my friend in Iowa. He's going to be probably doing a guest spot there. We're going to be dropping down into Nebraska and Kansas, way out in the Midwest, Minnesota, Wisconsin. Tour dates will appear on our website or on our Facebook page as soon as I book them. And how to get there is the Big and Tall Comedy Tour. So the words, the Big and Tall Comedy Tour. please like our page. Please follow our page as our tour kicks back up in September. And let's hope and let's pray, too. By the way, you know, you can pray, all right, and that does work, that this COVID-19 just is on the decline so much that it's not even an issue anymore. Summertime, and, you know, is it going to rear its ugly head back in the fall? I don't know. I hope not. But we will be well prepared for that. And I hope that we're all back to work very soon. I hope you enjoyed the podcast today. Please hit me up any way you can. Again, you know, mike@mikebova.com. Hit me up by cell, 315-404-8200. Thanks for tuning in. And I will be back with some guests, some high-profile guests with some other shows coming up in the future. But, yeah, share this podcast for anybody you think would need it, and I appreciate you tuning in. Until next time, blessings.